We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, tolerant viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11,604 MHz, polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27,500, FEC 5 over 6. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia.
In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista.
In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor.
In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company.
In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia,
Channel 43 on Teleboyacá Real Cable Company. en Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, en Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, en Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
En Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilómetro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. En Localidad Fontibón, en Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. En Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litgamar. En Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. En Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. En Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh, in Khanul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a green city will be built in Portugal. In ecology news, Canadian scientists discover that plants process information. In animal welfare news, giant tortoises thrive on one of Ecuador's Galapagos Islands. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 7th, is the Independence Day of Côte d'Ivoire, commemorating its sovereignty attained in 1960. Located between Ghana and Liberia, Côte d'Ivoire has one of the largest protected areas in West Africa. The Comoé National Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, provides habitat for more than 400 species of birds and is known for its great diversity of plants. Famous Ivoirians include acclaimed novelist, poet and dramatist Mr. Bernard Bedadier, esteemed writer Mr. Amadou Kourouma, and award-winning novelist Mr. Aké Loba. May the citizens of Côte d'Ivoire have a splendid Independence Day.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Guatemala. On May 27th to 28th, the volcano Pacaya erupted, causing at least 3 people to lose their lives, including one television reporter covering the event. Located near the capital Guatemala City, the eruption forced 2,000 villagers to evacuate as it released tons of sand and debris, with further minor explosions occurring as late as July. Just 2 days after the eruption, Tropical Storm Agatha flooded the river of Amatitlion, leaving 15 people missing. Supreme Master Television's correspondent shares more details.
Después de 2 días de la erupción del volcán, llegó de sorpresa la tormenta Agatha. Como ustedes pueden ver, tenemos un lago aquí atrás que creció a 2 metros de altura, inundando escuelas, colegios, plazas, parques y lo peor de arena en el techo y con el peso de la lluvia empezaron a caerse los techos. Esto realmente fue devastador porque también se perdieron todas las cosechas. Entonces las personas decían, esto ya era como el fin del mundo para ellos.
Ver Amatitlán fue muy duro. Ver cómo se... y las torrentadas de agua. Se arrastraba vehículos, casas, niños que las torrentadas se los arrastraron, señoras embarazadas, aún personas que iban de trabajar, perdieron todo, niños que se quedaron huérfanos y las cosechas se perdieron acá de la aldea.
Expressing her prayers and sorrowful condolences, Supreme Master Qinghai contributed $10,000 for emergency flood relief with an additional $1,000 to help the bereaved family of the volcano victim and reporter, Mr. Anibal Akia. The total $11,000 could obtain $98,000 in needed materials if purchased in the United States based on Guatemala's cost of living. With the help of the Guatemala City government, our association's relief team from Costa Rica provided aid to Amatitlan, one of the most affected municipalities. They delivered rice, beans, drinking water, coffee, corn flour, cooking oil, and sugar for 400 families in a village there that had run out of food.
Le agradezco a la maestra suprema Qinghai por este donamiento que nos hizo. Estamos muy agradecidos a la comunidad del Llano y Ánimas. Ya que no habían recibido ninguna ayuda.
Gracias. Agradezco a Maestra Suprema Qinghai por su valiosa ayuda a nuestra nación.
In addition, our association's relief team visited the wife and family of the late journalist Mr. Anibal Akia. Their surprised and grateful acceptance of Supreme Master Qinghai's caring gift of $1,000 along with her number one international best-selling book, The Dogs of My Life, and the lecture book, I Have Come to Take You Home, was recorded by the local TV channel, Noti7.
De verdad, de todo corazón, agradecerle a la maestra suprema por este donativo que nos mandó, de verdad, es de verdad de gran ayuda para nosotros, en nombre de mis hijos, mío, de mi familia, de la familia de mi esposo. Que Dios les bendiga, de verdad que Dios les derrame muchas bendiciones en su vida.
Realmente nosotros nos hemos sentido conmovidos con este hecho y esperamos que este pueblo se recupere aquí comunicándoles a ustedes desde Guatemala a Matitlán por su canal La Maestra Suprema.
We appreciate the efforts of the Guatemalan officials in aid of the volcano and flood victims, as we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional support and our association's relief team for their diligent assistance. With our sympathies for the loss of Mr. Akia and other precious lives, we pray for the residents' steady recovery and that such tragic disasters lessen as our more considerate lifestyles help ensure planetary balance.
Floods affect millions in Pakistan. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Pakistan now estimates that over 4 million people are affected and at least 1,600 lives have been claimed by the deadliest floods in 8 decades. To the northwest, half the affected households have run out of food supplies, with entire communities that have resorted to drinking contaminated water from roadsides, rivers, ponds, and lakes, making them vulnerable to potentially fatal sicknesses.
Many people, especially children, are suffering from diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach problems, as well as eye and skin diseases. Continued rains have also caused floodwaters to spread to the south, and emergency crews have evacuated up to 500,000 residents of low-lying villages in the provinces of Sindh and Punjab. The World Health Organization has expressed concerns for possible outbreaks of measles and other contagious diseases, and aid agencies in the country say that while assistance has been sent from some global donors, international help is still desperately needed.
Though she did send $15,000 in aid on July 23rd, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered another $20,000, conveying her utmost concern and prayers as she requested that our association members, especially those trained in medical fields such as doctors and nurses, please go to help. This amount, totaling $35,000, could purchase $625,000 in emergency supplies if acquired in the United States, based on Pakistan's cost of living.
Our appreciation, Pakistani government and all other personnel working to assist the flood victims, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt care for the vulnerable. May Allah grace the Pakistani people with resilience in recovering their productive day-to-day lives, as we pray that such calamities subside through our more benevolent ways.
Earthquakes strike U.S., Papua New Guinea, Kuril Islands, and Chile. Early on Wednesday, August 4th, a magnitude 6.4 tremor shook the Aleutian Islands off the coast of Alaska, USA. On Thursday morning, a powerful 7.0 magnitude tremor rocked the New Britain region of Papua New Guinea. Centered in a remote mountainous region, 145 kilometers east of Kandrian, the quake caused panic among island residents. Soon after, another strong quake measuring 6.0 on the Richter scale occurred east of the Kuril Islands, 423 kilometers northeast of Kursk.
In Chile also on Thursday, three underwater earthquakes of magnitudes 5.7, 5.2 and 4.7 respectively triggered alarm among locals of the Biobío region as they struck between 15 and 40 kilometers northeast of Lebu City, resulting in temporary power loss for some 20,000 people. However, there were fortunately no injuries or significant damage reported from this or the other earth-shaking events. While we are grateful for the safety of all the residents, we pray that such disruptions may quickly be curbed as we join in gentler eco-stabilizing actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Moscow bans grain exports following devastating drought and wildfires. With millions of hectares destroyed, representing over a third of Russia's cultivable land, the country has already had to draw from its own emergency grain reserves in an effort to keep domestic prices from rising, as well as to rebuild supplies. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has announced a ban on grain exports from August the 15th to December the 1st. With Russia being the fourth largest exporter of grain in the world, the announcement sent wheat commodity prices to a 23-month high, as concerns were raised over a global shortage.
Meanwhile, emergency conditions continued in Russia as the harmful smoke-filled smog returned after receding for one day from Moscow. And the nation's emergencies ministry reported on Thursday, August 5th, that 141 villages had been saved from fire within the last 24 hours.
Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, Emergencies Ministry, and other personnel, for your concerned actions to safeguard the well-being of fellow citizens. As we pray for the protection of the Russian people, may such extreme events be minimized with our more caring stewardship of the environment.
Three Nations Summit calls for strengthened unity. On Thursday, August 5th, the three Persian-speaking leaders of Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan came together for a fourth summit in Tehran, Iran. Presidents Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Hamid Karzai, and Imam Ali Rahmon, respectively, highlighted their shared wish to boost cooperation between their countries for increased regional peace and stability. They also proposed heightened collaboration in the transportation, energy, and trade fields, as well as offering aid in times of need. The three later met with Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who spoke of the countries as cousins and referring to their close and amicable ties. Your Excellencies, we respectfully congratulate your summit and your sincere wish to unite in shared support. May the people of your countries flourish in ever-expanding prosperity and friendship.
U.S. House of Representatives backs fur labeling law. Following investigations conducted by the Humane Society of the United States that found widespread mislabeling of certain fur items in the fashion industry, a bill proposed by Congressman Jim Moran has received unanimous approval in the lower house of Congress. The Truth in Fur Labeling Act requires all items containing animal fur to be specified, regardless of value. Prior to the bill's passage, fur items valued at less than $150 did not require labeling. However, testing by the Humane Society revealed, for example, that 96% of all fur-trimmed jackets contained domestic dog, wolf, or raccoon fur and were either mislabeled or not labeled at all. Congressman Moran stated, "Most people would be outraged to learn that their favorite hat or pair of gloves was lined, not with faux fur, but with the fur of their favorite companion animal, but it's a reality." The bill will now move to the U.S. Senate for approval. A big bravo, Congressman Moran, U.S. House of Representatives, and Humane Society of the United States, for your commitment to providing this truthful information to the public. May such a noble measure bring us one step closer to the day when all human apparel is animal-free, as we regard our cherished co-inhabitants with respect and love.
Dutch 14-year-old girl sets off on round-the-world sea voyage. On Wednesday, August 4th, amidst the cheers of family and friends, Laura Dekker began her quest to become the youngest person to circumnavigate the globe. She embarked from the Netherlands for an initial test voyage to Portugal, accompanied by her father, to identify any potential technical problems. From there, she will set sail on a solo trip across the globe in her 11.5-meter two-masted sailing vessel, christened Guppy. Having completed her first solo voyage at the age of 11, she is already engaged in several other solo sails within Europe. To set a new record, Laura would need to arrive back in the Netherlands a few days before her 17th birthday on September 21, 2012. What a brave and courageous young woman. We send you our best wishes, Laura Dekker, as you set sail on this exciting ultimate adventure. May your voyage inspire many others toward their own similarly lofty goals.
Save our planet. Millions of fish die in Bolivia's cold. A cold wave gripping much of South America has caused areas where the average temperature is normally above 20 degrees Celsius to fall below 0 degrees. These extreme temperatures claimed dozens of human lives in Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay through the month of July. Now in Bolivia, officials have announced the death of nearly 6 million fish in the eastern province of Santa Cruz, where temperatures dropped to their lowest levels in nearly 50 years.
Provincial Governor Ruben Costa stated that the loss of fish was the worst environmental disaster in half a century, noting that the aquatic animals had likely become more vulnerable due to a prolonged drought. With the affected rivers now so polluted due to decomposing fish that residents were cautioned not to drink from them, Bolivian health officials are working to safeguard the public by supplying drinking water and medicine. In addition, the governor has called for a ban on fishing to help species recover.
We are thankful for the initiatives of Governor Costas and other officials in easing this situation, as we convey our sadness for the loss of precious human and animal life. Let us come together in unifying actions to renew sustainable living conditions for all beings.
Speaking at a March 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her concern for yet another extreme toll of climate change, mentioning at the same time the critical need for the most efficient planet-saving measures.
Now we even have extreme cold weather. Between October 2008 and February 2009, over 36 people in Mexico died due to extreme cold weather, with 22 of them having suffered from carbon monoxide poisoning from burning firewood and charcoal to warm themselves. I suggest all world leaders and governments to please promote the animal-free lifestyle and quick so that we can save our planet. We have not too much time left. This is no longer even about politics. It's about survival of ourselves and our children. If all governments encourage people toward the healthy animal-free diet, the planet could be saved in no time. The government must make a priority, saving the planet. Organic vegan farming subsidized.
Save our planet. Environmentalists in Poland express concern, warning of precious biodiversity loss due to logging practices in the Białowieża forest, which spans the Polish-Belarusian border as the largest remaining portion of a vast woodland that once covered Europe.
Save our planet. The UN World Food Program, or WFP, states that due to persistent drought over the past 3 years in Myanmar's central dry zone, an increasing number of people could be affected by food shortage.
Save our planet. According to the most recent satellite data from the National Snow and Ice Data Center in the USA, July 2010's Arctic sea ice coverage was the second lowest on record, with thicker and older ice continuing to be depleted.
Warning news. Some 1,900 New Zealanders reporting severe flu symptoms visit hospitals in just a one-week period, with health officials stating that swine flu, the deadly global pandemic that cost far more than the 28,000 lives officially reported since 2009, is the most prevalent virus being seen at this time.
Greetings, friends. I'm Daisy the Alpaca. My nutritious plant-based diet contains no animal products. Today I have a tip to help prevent back problems. Health expert Dr. Norman Marcus, Director of Muscle Pain Research at the New York University School of Medicine in the United States, recommends that if you are seated for long periods of time, change positions often to keep your lower back more comfortable. Take care of yourself! Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In sustainable living news, Living Plan IT and Cisco Systems partner to build a sustainable city in Portugal. Living Plan IT, a Portuguese-based company which focuses on research in the planning of green cities, and Cisco Systems, a US-based global leader in networking technology, will collaborate on the design of a 17-square-kilometer city. Situated in the municipality of Paredes, in the northern area of the nation, Plan IT Valley Development will become home to 225,000 people. The city residents are expected to conserve 50% of power and 80% of water relative to other city dwellers. Congratulations, Cisco and Living Plan IT, on your promising partnership. May your model help create earth-loving approaches for existing towns and cities around the world.
In ecology news, Canadian scientists discover plants' ability to absorb information. Dr. James F. Cahill and colleagues of the Department of Biological Sciences at the University of Alberta found that two plants placed in the same pot with nutrients evenly distributed grew without intertwining roots. However, when two plants were placed in a pot with nourishment in an area between them, their roots intermingled at that spot. Dr. Cahill stated, "This ability to integrate information is a level of complexity never seen in plants before." The results of the study were published in the journal Science. Our thankfulness, Dr. James F. Cahill and colleagues, for your fascinating research. May we continue to gain a deeper understanding of the wondrous plant world. Coming up on Noteworthy News, scientists have successfully repopulated a Galapagos island with tortoises. It looks like a little birdie is stopping by the garden to say hello. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more elevating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conscientious news for a responsible world. In animal welfare news, giant tortoises thrive on a Galapagos island. Scientists have helped repopulate the island of Española, which is part of Ecuador, through a protected breeding program. A survey conducted by wardens from the Galapagos National Park counted over 1,500 of the magnificent tortoises. This is a great increase from the only approximately 15 found in the 1970s. The tortoises play a very significant role in maintaining the ecological balance of Española. A similar project will be carried out on the island of Pinta. Bravo, scientists, on your very successful work. May the amazing giant tortoises continue to flourish in safety for eons to come on a kind and sustainable planet.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day told in Jamaican patois entitled Canine Conversation.
Me neighbor got two dogs. One of them said to the other, "Woof." The first dog say, "Kuya." And him go, "Moo." "Why you say moo?" The other dog answer, "Me a try to learn a foreign language."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Geachte Supreme Master Shanghai, ik wil u hartelijk bedanken dat u mij helpt met de kracht en de liefde die u geeft voor mij en mijn baby. Ik ben nu 6 maanden zwanger. Mogen God u zegenen voor alle wensen en het werk dat u doet voor de mensheid, de natuur en de dieren. Ik ben zo diep geraakt door uw onbezichtige hulp, mijn diepste respect en liefde. Ik dank u voor alles. Sonja uit Den Haag, Nederland.
Hi Sonja, it's so good to hear from you. Supreme Master Shanghai has a reply for you.
Gentle Sonia, thank you for your very sweet note. You and your baby are much loved by the divine. Wishing God's immense blessings to you and the kind people of the Netherlands always. If you and the baby need any help, please contact our nearest center. Hug and kisses to you both. Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your cherished ones be graced with abundant happiness and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Over 250,000 people sign a petition sponsored by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization at the website 1billionhungry.org, calling upon governments to focus on eliminating world hunger as a top priority
U.S. President Barack Obama hosts a forum attended by more than 100 young African leaders where he conveys his country's wish for expanded relations and affirms their key roles in helping achieve their respective countries' goals.
In addition to providing 400,000 Afghan students with safe drinking water and sanitation facilities in 2009, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, announces plans to equip 8,000 additional schools by 2013.
Motivated by their concern in observing the elderly, a group of Canadian high school students develop a new wheelchair braking system that automatically activates from pressure applied to the armrest as the person is standing up.
In the culmination of a 9-year project, archaeologists successfully piece together 27,000 stone fragments to reconstruct 60 ancient Aramean civilization sculptures in Germany's Tel Halaf Archaeological Museum.
As a grassroots weather forecaster in China, 23-year-old Peng Shupei has become a hero in his Henan province village since his timely warning of the most severe rainstorm in 260 years helped evacuate and save the lives of more than 60 people.
Astronomers using the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope in Chile are able to create the first ever 3D reconstruction of an exploding supernova star 168,000 light years away.
South Korea donates medicines and other relief supplies valued at $50 million to assist residents following extreme cold in Peru.
British lifeboat crew volunteers of Porthcawl's Royal National Lifeboat Institution safely rescued 12-year-old Michael Lally of Wirral from the sea after his dinghy was swept away by a strong offshore wind.
The United Nations World Health Organization sends 430 metric tons of medical supplies and equipment in the largest ever delivery of such aid to Afghanistan to assist 1 million people with medical care.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.